Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of November 2017 and this is the 690th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm out on a very hot day. I'm just coming back from the post office. I had to come out because my keyboard stopped working and I realised the batteries in it were dead and I didn't have any spares at home. Or I wouldn't have come out in this heat. It's apparently going to get hotter as the afternoon wears on. It's about 3 o'clock now. So it was better to go sooner rather than later, and I want my batteries for at the cave tonight, so I've done that. It was quite an effort getting to the post office, not least because of the heat, but really because I'm still not feeling very well. I woke up this morning really feeling worse than I did yesterday, and so I spent the morning in bed, but I had kind of been a bit over enthusiastic and stripped the bed when I first got up, and then put the washing on. It's a beautiful sheet drying day, and then realised what I really wanted to do was go back to bed, which I did do, but I did it with all my uncovered doona and mattress. I'm glad to say that at lunchtime I managed to bring the sheets in and I've now made the bed and it's ready and smelling of lavender and sun for when I go back, and I think I'm going to have a little rest when I get home and just trying to get some energy together for this evening. As part of my preparation for the surge, this mock surge week that I'm having this week, I mentioned that the idea was to keep a log, and I didn't put anything in that. I didn't keep a log this morning because I wasn't writing, and I then had to remind myself that that was the whole point of keeping a log, was to keep track of the times that I wasn't writing and work out what things were likely to distract me from writing. And of course, feeling sick is one of them. And so I really should have put that down. In fact, I still might put that down so that I've got that. But also the idea of a log is to do it concurrently with what you're doing, not fudge it later. The other thing that I intended to do, but I'd actually forgotten about until today, was to check in on myself each morning and each evening. And again, if I had done the check-in this morning, knowing that I wasn't feeling very well, I could have planned the morning off. But I didn't. But both of those things I think I've really I'm aware of now. And the main point of doing this is to become aware. This isn't the surge itself, it's the mock surge, and this is its point. I'm just going into the house now. When it's still quite cool, I do hope it stays this way. Well, it probably can't. I'm very grateful that it is quite cool now. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you're feeling reasonably okay. In fact, I hope you're feeling fantastic. And that you can adjust what you think you're going to do according to what you're able to do. But kind of being aware of what that is and acting accordingly is the tricky thing. Remembering that too. I'm going to go and have a little lie down now, so I shall finish this podcast. I'm torn between a hot day photograph, or a photograph of some roses I bought at the market on Saturday before they completely bloom over in this heat. We'll see, you'll see. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.